Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Recently, Auckland Council has recommitted $15 million in funding, which they have pledged since 2016, to restore the historic St James Theatre in Auckland CBD. One part of a cross-party agreement between the council, central government and owner of the theatre. This theatre, which has been inoperational since a fire broke out at the venue in 2007, leaving significant damage and resulting in the closure of the theatre. The revitalisation of St James has seen support from the public and a variety of different figures, including the co-leader of the Green Party and MP for Auckland Central, Chloe Swarbrick, and the organisation Save the St James Theatre Auckland. For our weekly catch-up with Auckland Council, News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about their recommittal to revitalise the St James Theatre and their goals regarding this. They also spoke about a proposal by Council to develop half of Takapuna Golf Course into wetlands to mitigate the flooding risks which the Wairau catchment, which the area is susceptible to. This move has been criticised by the golf course, who say there are better ways to adapt the park without taking away any of the area available to golfers. But first, they started off by asking how Shane is feeling now that we're one step closer to having the St James operational again.
Oh, mate, I'm delighted. So 15 mil, we've locked it in. It's taken a fair while, eh? But there's co-benefits here. So number one is that we're going to be cleaning up a part of Midtown that has some kind of serious safety concerns, I would say, and it's a bit of an eyesore. But we're providing the city some of its heritage back. St James was dates from 1928, I understand, in that era where there were beautiful theatres built. And, you know, they call it St James Theatre, but it's really more of a music kind of gig venue and a place where people have a lot of good memories. So it's going to be cool to be providing that back to the city.
You briefly just touched on this, but despite the council's vows to commit $15 million into restoring the theatre, Mayor Wayne Brown says the money is only for the restoration and that the council will not pay any operating costs. How are the council planning to support the theatre once it has been restored so that the theatre can operate as a commercial success?
It's a fantastic question because we've actually got a pretty good theatre landscape here in the city and a lot of great venues that are online at the moment. So, OPEX will be something we'll have to work on as we go forward. First and foremost, I kind of want to focus on getting this thing in the ground and getting it on. First and foremost, and getting people back into the building and enjoying it. I think as it goes on, we're going to have more of a sense of the operating costs and what we may or may not need to cover.
You are correct in saying that this theatre was built in 2028 and is set to turn 100 in a few years' time. Are the council hoping that the theatre will be fully operational by this date to celebrate this 100-year milestone?
Oh, man, I hope so. I mean, the timeline's not exactly clear at this point. We're sort of committing to strict setting works and to get the place in a safe so that it can be sort of sorted. Sorry, I don't have anything more clearer than that on the timeline, but we're going to know more as we kind of go along this journey. By the end, about 6 months or a year, we're going to know a little bit more about what we're going to be saying. That'd be cool. 100-year anniversary, that sounds like a really good target, I would think.
And what is next regarding the revitalisation of the theatre?
Yeah, so at the moment, we're sort of doing strengthening work and making sure that it's hunky-dory there. I mean, back in 1928, you didn't worry about such things, right? You weren't worried about earthquake strengthening and things like that. So we've got to make sure that it's safe going decades into the future and kind of a reasonable life for the building. So that's sort of number one. And then we're going to see what sort of needs to be done from there.
Now, moving on to our second topic, Auckland Council has proposed converting over half of Takapuna Golf Course into floodwater catchment. This move has been criticised by the golf club itself, with the spokesperson for the club, Stephen Dowd, saying this proposal is unnecessary and that flood mitigation mechanics could be incorporated into the existing golf course design. To start, what reasons are there for this proposal to target this club specifically, as opposed to other clubs on the North Shore, such as the North Shore Golf Club in Albany or the Waitemata Golf Club in Devonport?
Yes, so look, I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of the various individual golf courses up there on the shore, but what I can say is it's part of a Auckland Council initiative called Golf is Green, and it's looking at 22 golf courses actually in their neighbouring communities. So this is designed not to target specific golf courses, but more of a general approach to biodiversity, sustainability, and actually strengthening things against the extreme weather events that has happened and will happen in the future. We've got to make sure these beautiful green spaces hold up into the future and continue to soak up floodwaters when they do arise as climate change happens. So it's part of a wider initiative across the city.
And are similar proposals on the cards for council for these other golf clubs, if you are aware, or even other clubs in Tamaki Makaurau that are in areas susceptible to flooding?
Yeah, look, I'm not aware of specific golf courses, but yeah, like I said, it is designed as an initiative that other golf courses can roll out. I mean, looking at converting bits into wetlands so that, you know, it's sort of the other element of this is making sure this ground is stable into the future, and there's a minimisation of the erosion kind of issue that can happen. And so, yeah, look, I'm not sure of specific golf courses, but as I said, it's designed to be rolled out across the city, working with the course as to what they kind of need and what they can accommodate. So, you know, it's designed to be a collaborative approach, but yeah, rolling out.
Understandably, with the climate crisis, chances of flooding are set to increase, with the Wairau catchment being specifically susceptible to flooding, as we saw in the 2023 Auckland anniversary floods. However, the Takapuna Golf Club, which attracts 200,000 annual visitors yearly, is what the club itself says plays a crucial role in Aotearoa's $1 billion golf economy. How are the council planning on moving forward with this, with both the climate-related concerns and economic concerns in mind?
Yeah, look, we're lacking a golf plan, number one. So as a city, there is, I think, a need for more direction on the place of golf within the city. And there's obviously some really, really different and diametrically opposed views on golf and its importance to the city. I happen to believe that it's extremely important, and not just in terms of golf itself, but there's these beautiful green islands in the city that actually help keep our emissions down, and this is the kind of thing that we need, more surfaces that can soak up water and that can be green spaces for people. I actually think that's really important. So, look, I just want to shout out to the golf course for the successful efforts there in 200,000 a year. It's pretty great going, so well done to them.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson on the council recommitting $15 million to revitalise the St James Theatre and the council's proposal to develop over half of Takapuna Golf Course into wetlands.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.